can prevent wildfires.
AM 560, The Answer.
With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. As I mentioned, jam-packed lineup of guests, and in fact, the studio is jam-packed this week. Thrilled to be joined here in studio by Tim Jensen, who's got a very, very interesting business. I'm excited to talk to you a little bit about it. But first of all, Tim, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks for having me on. Shalom, this is great to be here.
Absolutely. So Grunt Style, tell me a little bit about the name. Let's start with that. Grunt Style, is that a name you came up with while you're in the shower one day? And I'm looking at your hat, and you certainly you know how to promote the brand. Tell us a little bit about the idea of the business and the name.
Sure. Well, the name came from the owner, Dan Alaric. He was a former drill sergeant in the Army, and he wanted to continue on the pride that came along with being a soldier in the Army into the civilian world. So he came up with the idea of a Grunt Style. You know, why not? Sounded great, and it really started taking off. And in 2009, that's when the company really had taken off. And right now, we are in Carroll Stream. We are an online apparel business and enjoying a massive growth with about 177 employees now.
That's fantastic. And your website, which obviously we'll share with our listeners, give them an opportunity to see the apparel and the information. It's very impressive. So congrats on the fantastic business growth. So I know you mentioned the growth, and you mentioned the owner. You're based in Carroll Stream, which is so cool to watch that local talent and that growth. Tell us a little bit about how the business is organized. Tell us a little bit about the idea of the business and how that growth has come about and why there's such fantastic interest in Grunt Style.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the company is organized much like a military forward deployed operation. We're broke up into a first platoon, a second platoon, and a headquarters unit, all each respective of with their own personal duties that they follow out. It's really fascinating. It's one of the things that we've enjoyed is as new people come in, they really understand the structure of it, being that most of our staff is prior military. And, you know, we do enjoy a lot of civilians that come in. We like to call them patriots in our business, and they bring a lot of talent to the game. And it's just really extraordinary. The growth that we've been able to get out of the company moving forward has just been unmatched. It's really hard to manage at times. Because it's just growing so fast, but it's just really exciting, and we have a great team that really puts this together. So, you know, what our product brings is a little bit of pride in self, pride in military, and pride in country, and it's a great product that really exemplifies what America and the foundations of its principles of, you know, just American grit and individualism. That's really what we focus on and the product we bring.
And here on Get Down to Business, we love to talk with entrepreneurs making a difference. And certainly this is a small business success story. And I'm fascinated by the culture that has been created at Grunt Style. You're talking a little bit about the environment and how the company is organized. How important has the leadership team at Grunt Style found that culture and that environment? You mentioned sort of structured like military, and you mentioned the what you're calling folks that are coming in, civilians that are coming into the company. It sounds like that's a very conscious, well thought out effort. How was that established, and how important has it been in the recent growth of the company?
It's really important, because if you don't have an organization in a rapidly growing environment, right, you have complete chaos. And what we've been able to understand is that with the structure that we provide and the culture that we're trying to establish, it really brings that that chaos back into a sense of organization. Really having a lot of people that just focus on the mission in front of them, Being that the majority of our staff is military, you know, it's the understanding of task and purpose, right? Issuing a task with the purpose and getting the mission accomplished. And that's really been the success behind Grunt-Style is just a great team that gets together and understands the mission and works very hard to, you know, bring that vision to something tangible.
But Tim, you seem to be having fun in the throughout the experience as well. One of your taglines is that Grunt-Style is a highly motivated group of veterans and patriots who love three things: PT, freedom, and bacon. Not in that order. that's fun, and yeah. it sounds like it's not just military and order, but you actually have a good time growing the company. Tell us about some of the other initiatives that are in the pipeline right now at Grunt-Style that our listeners can look forward to.
As we continue to grow, we continue to expand, and new ideas are coming to the pipe, and we're really excited about some of these things moving forward. We're really putting a lot of focus on our events, which we're starting to bring across the country.
Let's talk about Dallas.
The Dallas. So, with the tragedy that happened in Dallas not too long ago, the Fraternal Order of Police had reached out to us, and we started a project with them. And what we ended up doing is contributing half of the profit of all of the products sold, which was well over 20,000 units, to the Fraternal Order of Police. And that donation looked about $204,000 that was given to the families of the fallen. And we just recently had one of the officers' parents up here at Grunt-Style this past Friday and really just showing them the respect that we have towards the law enforcement community.
Well, thank you, and congrats on that. It's fantastic what you're doing. Once again, we're chatting with Tim Jensen of Grunt-Style. Fantastic company, growing rapidly, Carol Stream, a lot of great information on the website, which we'll share very, very shortly. But one of the things that you keep mentioning, you keep alluding to, is obviously your commitment to, call it patriotism, call it love of this country. And you're talking about the military culture and the fun culture that's been created, but also veterans. And you've mentioned that term now, I think, three or four times. Tell us a little bit about how veterans are involved in this concept of building the business. How when you're hiring and as you're growing, what are you thinking in terms of hiring, and how are you encouraging other businesses to sort of follow that model as well?
Sure. So what we have really come to do is, or even understand, is that, you know, there's a lot of individuals out there that have a great bit of background and education, and that goes as well into the military community. And the veterans, really work well under that understanding of task and purpose. And we've been able to really organize ourselves in a way that we can, work that idea into a business atmosphere and really making it successful. And I think that it not only provides great business, but also provides a bit of healing for a lot of individuals that are struggling to reacclimate to the civilian environment, or the civilian world, as we would say. And it's really fascinating. And I've been one of those individuals that, you know, this has not only been a passion of myself for the last 4 years, or going on 4 years, but a passion of really healing myself in the struggles I've really been going through since I've returned from Iraq. So it's something special, and I think that's what really makes Grunt-Style what it is, and the attraction for everybody. And it's just one of those things that if I was to put my finger on it, I probably couldn't name it, because it's many, many different things that makes this company so great.
Well, Tim, thank you for your service, and thank you to your colleagues for their service and for bringing this, as your website says, patriotic apparel, love of freedom and whiskey. Hey, all good things. We love it. Final question, as we're quickly running out of time. What is the one tip that you have for fellow small business owners, big and small, that you think they should know as they are growing a company? What is the one tip that you discovered along the way that sort of you wish you knew a little bit sooner?
I would have to say it's a chance and opportunity, right? Because opportunity will always show itself. But if you don't take that chance to really peek your head in that door and see what's going on, you're going to miss it. And you have to take that opportunity. And there's always going to be risk involved in all those things. But if you don't take that chance, you know, what are you in for?
And that certainly lets some fantastic growth for Grunt-Style. You provided a great bit of information. There's some great products, great information on the company on your website. But with that in mind, Tim, how can our listeners find you online? How can they learn more about your mission and culture?
Well, I would ask everybody to check us out at Grunt-Style.com. and be a part of our growth, be a part of the experience of changing America. And that's what GruntStyle is trying to do with one product at a time.
That's fantastic. GruntStyle.com. Check it out. And Tim Jensen, thank you so much for sharing the story. I'd love to follow your growth. And it certainly sounds like you're being not only growing quickly, but also being responsive to the times and current events in our country, and certainly being supportive. You mentioned the Fraternal Order of Police, which is fantastic. So again, thank you for your service, and thank you for your contributions to our country. We appreciate it. Coming up on Get Down to Business, we're going to talk quite a bit more about small business and how small businesses are growing. In fact, money, believe it or not, money is important to the growth of small businesses. As always, you can get on my website, ShalomKlein.com, where you can download podcasts from our interview with Tim Jensen of GruntStyle, as well as find out a sneak peek of who's going to be up next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, TandemHR.com. We'll be back with you after this quick break.
AM 560, The Answer.
We're back on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we're continuing our fantastic lineup of guests here in the studio. I've got Michael Bland, the head of SBA lending for TCF Bank. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here in studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So TCF Bank, based in Minnesota, but you have quite a footprint here in the Midwest, a major commitment to the Midwest and beyond. Tell us a little bit about the bank and its history.
Well, it's interesting. And most people just know them from the retail branches, but they're actually a much bigger organization than I realized when I first was talking to them. They've been around since the early 20s. They are now a $21 billion bank. They have branches, over 350 branches in six states. And one thing that really attracted me to them is that they are already a big small business proponent. They have over 30,000 small business customers currently. And that's with only doing a very minor amount of SBA lending, which is where I come in.
I associate TCF Bank with bananas because I always see my TCF Bank branch is always close to the bananas in Jewel. but small business, too. I'm starting to associate TCF with small business as well. And that's thanks to the work that you're doing as the head of SBA lending. So TCF is in multiple states and quite a bit of small business relationships on the banking side. Let's talk about SBA for starters. We just heard from the fantastic entrepreneurs at GruntStyle and heard a little bit about their growth. We're going to be chatting with more, a lot more about small business throughout the show. Tell us a little bit about how small business owners around the country have benefited from SBA lending. And then I'd love to hear from you a little bit about how TCF is committed to servicing their needs.
Absolutely. SBA lending, the SBA division was created back in the 50s to help small businesses get financing that they were unable to get conventionally. These are borrowers who don't have the level of collateral, primarily, may not have the history in terms of financials to fit within a conventional lending style financing. So the government said that we will guarantee a certain percentage of a loan up to $5 million to help these small businesses on a national basis. And while I'm dating myself, I've been doing this for 20 years now. And one thing that's great is they've done a really good job, especially the last 5-10 years, to really streamline the process. I know that some people have heard from in the past SBA lending can be a little onerous, and well, a little bit. But trust me, it is a lot better than it was, especially when I started. My life's gotten a lot easier because of it.
Well, it certainly sounds like you and your team take an approach of understanding that there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to a small business that's experiencing growth. I know SBA has several different options, but there's also other lending options. And I know from conversations off-air with you that you sort of put yourself in the business owner's shoes and focus on what can we do to help this business grow, which is really important. So TCF, you mentioned, is in multiple states. Sounds like you are reaching out quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about some of the success stories that you've had in working with small businesses and helping them grow and hire and really achieve the American dream.
Absolutely. It's really been something I've really been passionate about, clearly doing it for 20 years. I've been able to do loans on a national basis, literally including Alaska and Hawaii. although I wasn't able to do the site visit in Hawaii like I really wished I could have. However, we've done a number of businesses, and one fairly recent example that comes across my mind is a gentleman who had run a operation actually in Poland and wanted to start a bar slash restaurant here in Chicago, and took me to an 18,000 square foot large space that was just all gray concrete. And I'm wondering why he's having me there. Well, he then describes what he's planning to do. And after a long, boring process, I won't bore your listeners with it, but it created the bar called Untitled that's in River North. And that is a tremendous success now. And I love going there.
That's fantastic. Well, congrats on helping make that a reality. So just got a text from Larry who's wondering about SBA lending. And I know there's a 7A and a 504. Very briefly, generally speaking, to help our listeners understand if they potentially meet the criteria, and certainly we'll make sure that our listeners have your contact information so they could actually talk it through. But if you don't mind going over, generally speaking, what is the SBA 7A and what is the 504 program?
Absolutely. So the 7A program, kind of think of it as a conventional loan with a guarantee to it. So it provides the most flexibility in terms of what you can use the money for. You can start up a business, you can expand, you can buy a partner out, you can do a business acquisition, expansion, purchasing commercial real estate, and debt refinance, and do a mixture of those. You can refinance some debt, buy a property, and get a little bit of working capital all in one loan. So that's the one that has most flexibility. You can go up to 25 years when you have commercial real estate, and these are fully amortizing loans. So one thing that's nice is you don't have to worry, as you would on a conventional loan, that after 3 years or 5 years, you have to get it refinanced. Talking to borrowers right now about potentially purchasing a property, you know, depending on who you talk to, then the economy might be going into another recession in the next 3 to 5 years. One thing I've said to them is, keep in mind, if you go conventionally, you have to worry about getting that loan refinanced in 3 years, 5 years. So the economic situation is not what it is today. So you can go conventional. However, if you go SBA, that's a full 25-year, fully amortizing loan. You never have to worry about refinancing it. You just make your loan payment and run your business.
That's great, and that's helpful. I'm curious if there's certain industries that have sort of fit that profile in being able to benefit from a SBA 7A or 504 program.
Really, what's great is there are so many industries that it does fit. It almost is easier to say what doesn't fit. Anything with that involves religion, items of a sexual appropriate nature. This is the government, so. Of course, something that is member only, only men only, or only women only, those kinds of businesses. But so many others do fit. A radio station, for example, a car wash, a restaurant, a hotel. So many different kinds of businesses, manufacturing, industrial, that do fit under SBA.
So once again, we're chatting with Michael Blend, the head of SBA lending for TCF Bank. And SBA lending is a relatively new experience for TCF Bank, always been a bank committed to small business, but certainly the ability to have government-backed lending for small business is absolutely huge. I'm going to go, Michael, to the question that I asked our last guest, Tim, from GruntStyle, and you deal with small business owners all the time. Is there one bit of advice that you think, gosh, I wish every small business owner would know this? Perhaps it has to do with small business lending, but what do you wish small business owners can know going into their business that sometimes they discover a little bit late in the game?
Biggest thing, research. I've had people where just because you're great at working on your own car, that doesn't mean that you will be able to run a mechanic shop. You may not like people. You may not like dealing with personnel and hiring people and all those things. The aspects that you'd work in your own garage and working on your friend's car for them is a totally different thing than actually running a business.
And that's great advice. And it's really important to add to that, surround yourself with a team of advisors people that can provide advice to you in the areas that you are weak in. One of those professionals that you certainly should be talking to is somebody in a financial institution, somebody like a Michael Bland at TCF Bank that can help provide that guidance and advice. And I know, Michael, you sort of throw yourself into your clients' shoes and really help them grow and leverage that growth. And if you don't know something, I know you know somebody that that does, which is really important. So we are running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners can find information about you and your team. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Easiest really is my cell phone, and I'm sure it's going to light up as a result. But the number, it's 312-771-8404. Like you said, I really like to be proactive. I want to try to put myself in their shoes. So don't hesitate to call 312-771-8404.
Once again, Michael Bland of TCF Bank, the head of SBA lending, a relatively new focus of the bank focusing on SBA lending, but again, a great resource for small businesses all throughout the Chicagoland area and really throughout the Midwest. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio. I hope our listeners will find out more about the resources available and about the bank in general. Obviously, you can check out the website, tcfbank.com, which I'm sure has a lot more information as well. Coming up after the break, we're going to be continuing the conversation about small business jobs, entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. They are the solution center for everything small business related. On their website, tandemhr.com, they have a blog of information about the Affordable Care Act, about new regulation that all small business owners need to be kept in compliance on, including the new overtime rules. Again, check that out, tandemhr.com, or give them a call if you have questions, 630-928-0510. After this quick break, we've got more for you, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial, Chicago.
The clock is ticking. The most important.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can always get to my website, ShalomKlein.com. While you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at ShalomKlein, where you can get a lot of great networking tips, advice, and information. Joining us is our returning guest, Andrea Storrs. Andrea, my friends, colleagues, and certainly our listeners are probably sick and tired of me using the networking word, but you and I both know that it's the secret to success, both in business as well as in the job search, don't you?
Yep. I totally agree.
So, you know, we talk about networking and we say that word and we say you need to network. But Andrea, my question for you is a simple one. Where do you begin?
You know, first of all, I think there's so many steps to networking, and people have all different types of definitions of what networking is really all about. Networking, very, very, very simply put and reduced to its simplest terms, at least in my opinion, is the cultivation of relationships. So if you look in your own backyard, you have more networking contacts than you are aware of. Your friends, your family, acquaintances, colleagues, people you barely know. These are all ways to establish a form of networking. And if you look at networking as a strategy to reveal more opportunities and more possibilities, you'll realize it's a way of connecting.
But how do you have
those relationships?
How do you focus your networking efforts? I know many of our listeners have commented to me in the past that they're doing it already. They're out there. They're going to a happy hour. They're going out to events all the time, but they're not seeing the results. How do you have strategic and focused networking that actually produces results, whether it's for business or certainly I know a thing or two, and our next guest, Linda Nichols, knows a thing or two about the job search. How do you have a strategic, focused networking strategy?
Well, you know, there's several things involved here. First of all, you have to know who you are professionally. You have to know why you're networking and what you're networking for. Again, networking is cultivating your relationships. And I think what people do in their way to network, they oversell themselves and they put the spotlight on themselves. Networking is creating conversations, getting to know the other person that they're speaking to. You also have to kind of pick out the right opportunities to network. Not every networking opportunity, not every event is going to be for you. And it is a trial and error process. There is no such thing as wasting your time. That kind of annoys me when I hear people say, well, I wasted my time. If you met one person there, if you had a conversation with one person, that could lead to 30 other people that you don't even know exist. So I think the number one thing you have to do is readjust your attitude, be very open, be willing to listen to the other person, find out what other people do, and create the conversation. People hire people that they know. That's just the way it is. So if your name somehow down the road gets referred by someone you went to a networking event with 6 months ago, obviously it was worth it.
And I guess you never know, and that's certainly something that I'm taking away from our conversation. You never know where a conversation will lead. That might actually be a resource, whether it's on the job search side, or certainly I can't emphasize enough, it's the same thing that lands somebody business, that gets somebody a job. And as you're saying, Andrew, it sounds, I agree with you. It's having that focus and knowing who you are. In the same way, you need to know who you are in the job search. If you're marketing your business and you don't know, who your ideal client is, how the heck are you expecting to land business? And that's certainly great advice. Andrea, you've got a lot of information to share, and I know you've shared some fantastic pearls of wisdom with our listeners in the past. tell us a little bit about ADMS in our brief minute remaining.
ADMS is a career counseling service. We deal with a wide range, a broad spectrum of humanity, if you will. And what we do is we take our client through all the steps necessary in order to land a position, from establishing the professional identity to developing customized resumes, spending a lot of time with interviewing, teaching you how to network, teaching you how to ask for that salary. And we now have hired someone who is actually a job placement person and works very closely with our clientele to identify and hopefully advocate for a position that is right for his or his career.
Well, it's a complicated world out there, and certainly your resources at ADMS are enormously important and needed. Andrea, if our listeners want to learn more about the work that you and your colleagues do, how can they get a hold of you?
Please feel free to call at 847-917-4141. That is the quickest way. We try and answer phones. We don't like people to leave voicemails. We want to talk to them personally, but if we are not around, please feel free to leave a very detailed voicemail, and we will get back to you immediately.
Fantastic. 847-917-4141. We appreciate your time, as always, Andrea. And speaking about preparation and advice, we're going to be chatting with Linda Nichols about preparing for the executive interview. That's coming up for you right after this quick break.
Stuck, sir. AM 560. The Answer.
See, the nice thing about coming in studio every week is that I always feel like I leave smarter than when I came in, because I talked to so many fantastic people that teach me so much. We just spoke with Andrea Storrs of ADMS about strategy in the networking process, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Linda Nichols from IMC Solutions, a returning guest. And you certainly provide a lot of great advice and resources and information for both business owners and job seekers alike. Linda, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Shalom. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So you, I saw you nodding during that interview about preparation and about strategy. Tell us how preparation helps candidates that you work with in landing their dream job.
Preparation is everything, no matter what level of position you are preparing to interview for. It is the one key that will distinguish you from those candidates who just walk in and feel, I'll just roll with the punches. At the executive level, you cannot do that. And executives typically don't. They are prepared, but when it's for themselves, it's different than when they're preparing for a presentation for the business.
That's right. And just a moment ago during our commercial break, you mentioned how many, you are a recruiter after all, and we've had this conversation about recruiting, but you mentioned how many job postings you're receiving for executive level positions. And the key for candidates to differentiate themselves, to stand out, is preparation. So let's jump right into it. I know you have some of the fundamentals, those punch points that you think are sort of the recipe for success. Let's talk about the number one tip for a successful interview. I believe you just mentioned it. I think it's preparation. Tell us how to prepare.
Absolutely. Research the company and their industry. Try to find out everything you possibly can about them prior. If they're a publicly traded company, there's a ton of free information on the internet. Privately held, that's more difficult, but you can identify competitors. Maybe you know somebody within the industry. Look on LinkedIn. Try to find somebody to talk to. Do an informational interview to try to research what's going on in that industry as well as that company. Research news like crazy. Many companies, even small businesses, have news on their website.
Sure. So once again, we're talking with folks in transition, executives that might be looking to prepare for an interview. And Linda is sharing with us, research, which is key. So now that we know about the company that we're getting ready to interview with, what's next? We're about to go in for that interview. We know a little bit about the company. What's the next secret or tip that you have for making the best impression?
Know thyself.
Know thyself. Okay.
Whether you call it your elevator pitch, your branding message, or your professional profile, have a clear and concise statement, a couple of sentences of who you are, why you're a dynamic executive, what you've accomplished, what you will bring to the table.
So I know you've mentioned this this term, this acronym, actually, of STARS. Let's talk about that for a moment, because I think that actually summarizes your advice for interviewing, really, regardless of what level of position you're interviewing for. Let's go through the letters of STARS in our few minutes remaining.
That's correct. I did not invent it, so I can't take credit for it. STARS stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result, and Summary. And what this is a formula for you to pull from your experience and think about a situation that you want to discuss that highlights your capabilities in the interview. Tell what kind of tasks you had before you, and then action. What actions did you take to solve those problems, and what was the result? Keep those statements brief, 1 to 2 statements per topic. Make your summary, whether it was negative or positive. Make your summary a little bit longer. If it was positive, tell absolutely what good came from all your actions and all your efforts in that scenario. If it was negative, and we all have some of those, be able to tell what you took away from that. What did you learn from the experience that you can take and grow with?
Well, Linda, that goes back to that first comment that you made about know thyself, and certainly that STARS approach will really help in that. You mentioned the P word earlier, which is prepare. And Linda, do you think people are crazy if they actually stand in front of a mirror and they actually sort of do a mock interview or practice each of the statements of the STARS method?
I would absolutely recommend that if you're comfortable enough with a family member or a friend or a colleague in confidence that you can practice your presentation to, absolutely do that. All the stakes are on the table there. You want to, that first impression you make, especially if you're in front of a panel interview, that first impression will color the rest of the conversation.
First impressions are everything, and I can't emphasize it enough. I mentioned it just earlier in the program, but ultimately that same approach is actually needed in business as well. Know thyself, know thy business as well. How the heck are you expecting to land a new client if you can't articulate clearly who you are and what you do and who the ideal client is. Linda Nichols, as always, wealth of information. IMC Solutions, you're a fantastic resource for employers, for candidates. Tell us how our listeners can get a hold of you if they want to talk a little bit more about that STARS method.
The best way is to call us. We answer all calls live, 630-637-6200.
Fantastic. One more time for our listeners, that phone number to reach the team at IMC Solutions.
630-637-6200.
Fantastic, and a great bit of information also on the website, imcsolutions.com. Linda Nichols, we'll be sure to have you back on the program real soon. We are, after all, approaching the last quarter of the year, and you've got a great bit of information. Coming up there after the break, I've got more tips, advice, and information for you after this quick break. Linda, thanks so much for joining us.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solution.
53453. Andrew Del Rey, NMLS ID 294990. Equal housing lender.
AM 560. The answer.
And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The answer. Whether you are an entrepreneur building your business or a salesperson working towards making or exceeding your budget, maintaining a hot list is essential to success. Simply put, a hot list is the names of prospects that you believe are going to become customers and includes an estimate of the amount of revenue each of them represents. When created with great honesty, because it's easy to give into wishful thinking and perhaps overwhelming optimism, it becomes actually a forecasting tool, a way to know that actions you're taking today are generating income for the future. And don't we all want that? So it's really important that you know, I've worked with a lot of salespeople, and during each day, salespeople often hang up the phone, they walk over to the wall, and they write another hot lead on a piece of paper or on their bulletin board or whatever the case may be. And everybody often, I've seen this in several environments, they sometimes participate in a short conversation about the company being added and why that salesperson or that marketer thought they were going to purchase or sign up for services. And that same strategy, actually, I've also seen work when a potential client has to be taken off of that list. Nobody likes going through that process. There's usually that sort of discussion about why they didn't sign up for services and if there's anything that the salesperson or the marketer could have or should have done differently. And that way, you're always learning from the experience and talking to each other and, frankly, perfecting your ability to forecast in the sales success. So it's not just about the sales, it's actually a learning experience to understand, was that person a hot lead or a good prospect to begin with? The most exciting part of this process is when a company on the list becomes a customer. If memory serves, that salesperson walks over to the wall, highlighted that name on the bulletin board or written down on that sheet of paper, and they rang a bell. I'm sure many of our listeners have seen that at a car dealership. This notifies everybody to share in that success and, of course, offer congratulations. And it actually creates a friendly amount of competition between salespeople, between marketers, between people in an organization or on a team. And it's actually a lot of fun. The success ratio of a hot list is different than that of your prospect list. When I talk about prospecting, a little bit of a tip for all of you small business owners out there, I use the ratio of 1 in 10, that if you're calling potential customers looking for a sale, you should have 10 leads for every one you want to sell. Your individual ratio may be much better than this, but all things being equal, 1 in 10 is a ratio that usually leads to success. On a hot list, when you know how to identify buying signals, the ratio should be 1 in 3. I certainly worked with salespeople who have an uncanny ability to close 100% of the prospects they put on their list, but I think that's rare. I've been trying to reach this perfection myself for the past bunch of years without success. But again, everybody has their level of comfort in terms of what a lead is versus what is a prospect. And so how do you know when to put a potential customer on your hot list? You need to listen and watch for buying signals. Some signals may be unique to specific products or services, but again, figure this out for yourself and your business. That's what we try to do each week on this show, on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, provide you with some tips and advice that, you know, we can't go into every industry every week, but hopefully you learn things that will help make your business even better on a weekly basis. What a fantastic lineup of guests, content, and information. We spoke with Tim of Grunt Style, a fantastic growing business in Carroll Stream, Michael the head of SBA lending for TCF Bank. We spoke with Andrea Storrs of ADMS, some great tips and advice shared over there. And of course, Linda Nichols, returning guest of IMC Solutions, about how to prepare for an executive interview. Fantastic lineup of guests, and all of their contact information and the podcast from this show are available on my website at shalomkline.com. On that website, a lot more great tips, advice, and information. You can even get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And we'll talk to you next week. To success, let's get down to business. Thanks so much for joining us. Next Sunday, 6 p.m., another fantastic lineup of guests. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. We'll talk to you then.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company